Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How much did you watch, focus on the Chiefs during your tape reviews and such in the offseason?
I watched that Super Bowl after the game, went back and looked at the tape, and maybe our game, but that was it. During the offseason, really didn't go back and put together another game plan or anything like that for the Chiefs.
And then how much going into this game, do you look at the two you had a year ago? It appeared your plans of attack in each game seemed a little different there. How much do you look at those two games, since your defense is pretty similar, and use whatever you learned from it entering this one?
Yeah, I'll go back and watch those games for sure, as we're trying to come up with a plan for this game in 2021 and just see if there's anything we want to carry over or anything that resonates back about their offense that's a little bit different than the last time we took a look at it.
And then quickly, how does Matt's status affect what you can do against this offense?
Well, as you know, Johnny's a vital part of what we do on defense, and we'd love to have him, but if we don't have him, we got some other guys that will step in and do a good job for us as well. May alter some things here and there, but at the end of the day, we'll find a way to make it work.
Obviously, there's going to be questions about Kansas City and just how much this team needs to get over that hump after what happened last year. What gives you the confidence that there is a plan, there is a way to stop these guys, and you have what it takes, you have – the personnel to do that after what happened last year?
Well, they are for sure one of the top offenses in the league, if not the top offense in the league. And, we'll have our hands full for sure, John. And, we feel like with the way our guys are playing and the confidence that they have going to this game, we're not the same team or defense that we were a year ago. We think we've improved in some areas. Our goal is to slow them down. I don't know if anybody really stops them. You need to slow them down, and it needs to be a collective effort in doing that. But it's going to be a challenge. It's just, they have an outstanding offense with great personnel. So we'll have to figure out some things along the way, make some adjustments as the game goes.
Yeah, and that was it, because I asked you about this back in August, I think it was, when do you look ahead? Where do you foresee this defense being in October? And you said that's far away, but we're here now. And how encouraged are you to see what this defense has been capable of doing so far, mind you, against mostly backup quarterbacks, but what encourages you of what you've seen from this unit so far that encourages you?
If anytime you shut out a team in the NFL, that encourages you. And when you do it twice in a 4-week span, that increases your confidence and encourages you as well. Just watching how our guys are flying around, the confidence they're playing with, the way they're taking the football away, all those things encourage you. But every week is different, John. It's a different opponent, different offense, different personnel, and it's one game out of 17. It's not going to be the game that defines us, no matter how this game goes. But I'm very encouraged about our defense.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the reaction to Jaquan's interception yesterday, and just how crazy the rest of the defense went after he made that play. Just as a coach, seeing a guy like that come in, step in for a player like Jordan Poyer, and then to see him not only make a play, but then how happy the rest of the team is for him. I mean, I guess, you know, what is that like for you to see that?
Well, it kind of speaks to how Jaquan is viewed in the locker room and the rapport that he has with his teammates. I mean, they were so excited for him because those guys were pulling for him throughout the week. They knew that he had prepared extremely hard. And then to see the fruit of his labor show up with that interception, I mean, the reaction was over the top, and for good reason. I mean, that's just the infectious personality that he has. I mean, he's one of those guys, all the players love being around him, and they were just happy for him. All the coaches, everybody was happy for him when he got that interception.
After the game, Micah said that Bobby Babich was joking around that you guys kind of have a farm system in your secondary because of just how the, you know, guys under the starters have that ability to come in and step in. I guess what's your take on that? Like, I just thought that was a really cool quote.
Yeah. Well, John Butler and Bobby, they do a great job with our secondary along with Jimmy Salgado with our nickels, and really having those guys that are not the primetime players, not the starters, having those guys ready to play. Cam Lewis stepping in and playing as well as he played yesterday. And, of course, Jaquan, who we're talking about, stepping in and playing as well as he did. You have to credit their position coaches for putting in the work and really helping them behind the scenes to go out and play with confidence and go out and excel as well as they did. So it is in some ways a little bit of a farm system, just having those guys that are in backup roles ready to go.
And then looking ahead of the Chiefs, how much can you take away, not necessarily from the past recent two meetings with them, but more so what can you take away from what the Ravens and the Chargers were able to do? Because, you know, I asked Sean about going up against Kansas City's offense, and he kind of said, you know, no disrespect to the Ravens, but it was kind of a fluke. You know, they had a chance to win that game. I guess what can you take away from what the Ravens and the Chargers were able to do in those two wins against Kansas City so far?
Yeah, I got to dig into the tape a little bit more. You know, we're wrapping up our game from yesterday, but I'll get to it. And I saw the scores, so we'll try to pull something from those games, from each one of their games, their game against Cleveland as well, and the one they had yesterday. You know, we'll look at all those games and just try to see if we can find a nugget in there that might help us.
I wanted to ask about Patrick Mahomes. You know, just defending against somebody like him, you already know that he can throw with both hands. But then yesterday, it looked like he bowled a 300 game there on the one. How do you defend against that? I mean, you want your guys to get their hands up, but then he goes underneath. And just in general, obviously, his elusiveness too. I mean, do you have to have a different rush plan against him?
Oh, yeah, you absolutely do. I mean, he hurts you so much moving in the pocket. And, you know, you feel like you got things covered up, and he moves around, buys time, and guys end up getting open when you're playing zone, and they're so talented when you play man, they can run by you and get behind you when he moves around. So his elusiveness creates a lot of problems for your pass rush, for your pass defense, and it's something we'll have to contend with. We'll have to come up with a good plan to try to corral him, but there are going to be moments where he gets out, and we just got to be able to spot those moments and not let them be fatal situations for us.
And what did you think about that underhand throw? I don't know if you saw it.
You know, I've seen him do it before, and he throws from all different angles. He's, you know, a former baseball player, so he does some really good things with the ball in his hands and makes a lot of throws from different angles all the time.
You mentioned earlier, you know, that things are you have some changes this year defensively from where you guys were last year. I would have to think Star maybe is at the top of that list, getting him back. Sean was asked about him yesterday, and you know, even kind of cracked a smile, and that's sometimes rare for him in post-game press conferences. To see the, you know, the impact that he's had, you know, we've talked before how it doesn't always show up in the stats, but he's even got a couple of sacks this year. Just what has his return meant for you guys?
Oh, it's been it's been great, Jay. I showed the guys a clip today of Star from the game. He was in a one-on-one situation with the opposing team's guard, and he just destroyed the guy. And then he stood up and had a few words for him as well. It was just just that whole attitude shift that he brings along with his play. He's such a physical presence, a big, powerful man who's a very intelligent football player as well. You know, he has a quiet demeanor, but when you're around him and you get to know him a little bit, you see his other qualities, his leadership, the way he practices, the way he prepares. He's helped us tremendously up front and as a defense, just bringing a presence about him that that we were missing. You know, I'll be frank with you, we missed that, and it's great to have him back.
So, yeah, I mean, most guys say that, you know, he doesn't say much, but so you're saying in the right situation and when you catch him in the right mood, he'll have something to say, whether it's to the other team or maybe to, you know, his teammates to inspire him, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's not the kind of guy who's going to, you know, get after a guy who maybe isn't producing, but he'll say something that might help that player. Like, hey, if you put your left hand down instead of your right, or if you bring your right leg back a little bit and push your left leg in this direction, things like that, you know, give him some tips, some things that might help that player perform a little bit better or make this play. And coming from a guy who's achieved some of the things he's achieved in our league, that goes a long way.
Hey, now you possess the number one defense going into week four. I know it's only week four, but yesterday performance coach Stellar, 109 total yards, 11% on third down and 5 takeaways. Now, what is the different demeanor of this defense so far that you didn't see in last year's defense?
You know, early on, we were trying to kind of find our way, Mookie. But as the season went on, we kind of found our groove and really played good football down the stretch on defense. And this year, probably having an off season, having a training camp has helped us to get off to a better start. And the familiarity, of course, that we have with our players and those players with our coaches. You know, we don't have a new defensive line coach this year. Eric Washington, Jacques Cesaire, both guys that are returning. So all those things combined, I think, have helped us to get off to a good start.
Now, speaking of a good start, guys were able to step up. Cam Lewis, Jaquan Johnson, Ed Oliver flashed yesterday. Care to talk about those guys' performance?
Yeah, you know, like I was saying earlier, you have to credit the position coaches, John Butler and our secondary, Bobby Babbage, Jimmy Salgado, really spending that extra time with a Cam Lewis or Jaquan Johnson, Bob Babbage helping with our linebackers, making sure that A.J. Klein is prepared when Matt Milano went down. So, you know, credit to our players, credit to our coaches for putting the work in, not knowing when your number's going to be called, but being ready when it is called. And for those guys to go out and perform at such a high level without a big drop-off, big deal. It's a big deal for us on defense.
Absolutely, Coach. And, hey, it is Kansas City. And last year, number 10 and number 87 combined for 22 catches, over 290 yards and 2 touchdowns. I know you don't want to hear those numbers, but, you know, how would you challenge your defense this year so they can have a better performance on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, we got to just – go back and look at that game from a year ago and take a look at what they're doing this year and just try to figure out what we can do differently to hopefully not give them those big numbers and really keep the points down. I mean, they are averaging, 31-plus points a game. So you got to slow them down and try to, you know, limit those points, and that's going to be our big challenge.
Hey, Leslie, it's Heather again. Just real quick, I wanted to ask you what you saw from Boogie's performance yesterday.
Yeah, Heather, I thought he did a really good job coming in as a rookie, your first start at home, at least first chance getting a chance to play, and coming up with a sack and really just working throughout the down and not giving up on the play was a good sign. And he did a good job in the run game as well, you know, being gap sound for the most part. I thought he did some good things, and there's something to build on there. And we'll see how it goes this week as we're getting ready for this opponent, I mean, different offense. Different style. So we'll see where things stack, but we were pleased with his performance for sure.
And then just lastly, you know, I know Matt's status is up in the air. Sean said he's day to day, but just how important is it if you can get him out there? I know it's important to have him obviously every week, but especially going against a guy like Travis Kelce, and we know how explosive he can be.
Yeah. You know, we'd love to have him for sure. He's one of our best players, but if not, you know, A.J. Klein and some other linebackers will step in and do a good job for us. And we'll see how it goes as the week goes on. But we have tremendous confidence in our other linebackers that will get an opportunity if Matt's not able to go.
Hey, Leslie, I know you've talked about just how athletic Patrick Mahomes is as a quarterback, but he's also made some ill-timed throws and has maybe used his athleticism to a point where it can turn into a bad situation when the pass rush gets home and he tosses a ball up and it's intercepted. I know this defense has had multiple takeaways in multiple straight games. So how important is it to hone in on that aspect of your game as you guys head into an opponent where takeaways are going to be really important in this game?
Oh, man, we will be talking takeaways this week. That will be one of our themes for sure. We need to take the football away and put our offense on a short field or score on defense. So we're going to work at it, talk about it, and try to get it accomplished. That may end up being a determining factor in the game. And you're right. They have turned it over a few times this year, and that LA Chargers game, along with that Ravens game, that's probably the difference in both of those games. So we've got to really work hard at getting in position to take it away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.